Well, Australia's women cricketers have completed a hat-trick of World T20 championships after a big win over England in Bangladesh overnight. Bowling first in favourable conditions, the Southern Stars attack set up a 6-wicket win, dismissing their rivals for just 105 runs. Leading them to victory was Australia's youngest cricket captain in history, 22-year-old Meg Lanning, and she top-scored with 44 and finished the tournament as its highest run scorer. James Bourne spoke to Meg Lanning just a little while ago.
It was good to put a near perfect game together in the final. I think we've built well throughout the tournament, and yeah, it's nice to perform on the day.
Well, it was an incredible result, really. Your first innings bowling was excellent, dismissing England for their lowest T20 score. Could you have asked for a better start?
We chose to bowl first, so our bowls really did a great job, and they had some dangerous batters within their side, but to keep them to 105 was a great start, and we couldn't ask for anything more, and it was good to see us finish it off with a bat, with quite a few overs to spare.
Sarah Coit was outstanding. She removed Sarah Taylor and Charlotte Edwards at the top of the order, both really dangerous batsmen. Did you expect that from Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah Coit's been performing really well throughout the tournament. You know, I've been going to her quite regularly to pick up wickets, and Edwards and Taylor certainly were the dangerous players within their lineup. So to get them relatively cheaply was certainly went a long way to winning the game.
You've also had some titanic struggles with England of late. The Ashes over the summer were excellent, and the last World Cup final, which you won by just the 4 runs. Were you expecting a slightly closer game?
Certainly, that we were nervous heading. I think everyone would be heading into such a big game, but we were expecting it to be tough and close, and I suppose it was a little bit surprising to be able to win that convincingly, but I thought we played some really good cricket and put them under a lot of pressure, so I'm glad to be on the right end of it.
And you personally were very much on the right end of things. A big tournament for you, capped off with an important 44 in the final, adding to the fact that you're a captain of a World Cup winning team at just 22. Where do you go from here?
I think heading into the tournament, I just wanted to be performing consistently and I suppose leading from the front in that regard. And it was nice to be able to do that. I think it was important that our top order made most of the runs within the tournament. I think we did that quite well. So it's always nice to perform in a big game. I think that's when you when it counts the most. So I suppose it's a great way to finish. I think we've got a great team, and it's nice to be world champions again.
Of course, you're more than just world champions. The Southern Stars are World Cup winners for the third time running in this format, a record that's only really matched by the men's side of the late 1990s and the early 2000s in one-day cricket. That was said to be one of the best sides ever put on a field. Do you think this is probably the best women's side that Australia's ever fielded?
Oh, that's hard to say. I think we've had some really fantastic women's teams over a period of time, and certainly we're playing some good cricket at the moment, especially in World Cups, which is great. So hopefully we can continue that over the next 2 years as well. I think we've got a good group of players who are still quite young. Most people under 25. So hopefully, we can win a couple more in the next 2 years.
Hopefully. And she's only 22, Meg Lanning, the captain of the World Cup winning Southern Stars, speaking with James Bourne.